Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Johnny Barnes, the general manager with Bow Floor, based in Cartersville. Johnny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to talk to you about this news that broke yesterday on the 4th of July about the Beaulieu International Group acquiring Beaulieu Canada and Beaulieu Australia. So before we get into that, though, a little background on you. Looks like you've been the general manager with Bow Floor for about a year and a half. And prior to that, you spent, what, about 22 years with Apache Mills, right?
That is correct. I've been in the industry over 20 years, and the last year and a half with Bow Floor USA.
Okay. And so another thing, background, refresh my listeners' memory. In Cartersville, kind of there behind the Budweiser plant, just north of Atlanta, Bow Floor has built a massive sheet resilient plant, right?
That's correct. It's a state-of-the-art cushion vinyl manufacturing plant, which is one of the few lines in the world with 5-meter manufacturing capabilities. It represented over $100 million investment in the cushion vinyl operation, and there's still 120 acres of property on the tract of land for future development of the North American operations at Bow Floor.
So you sell under the Bow Floor brand name. You also have some major national accounts that you sell to and some OEM business, right?
That is correct. We're primarily selling, you know, the Bow Floor branded products to the retail dealers, but then we're also selling some non-branded product, you know, for the builder multifamily markets, but then also into the manufactured housing and RV markets as well.
Okay, one other thing, if you could help me, many people might know this, but Beaulieu International Group and even Beaulieu of America all used to be related. There was a gentleman named Roger DeClark, who I believe had 6 children, and one of his children was Mieke DeClark, and she married Carl Buchart. They started Beaulieu of America, and over the course of several years, she was also in charge of this division of Beaulieu Canada and Beaulieu Australia. So this is somewhat of a merging of family relatives, isn't it?
That is correct. In approximately 2005, I think 4 of the family members came back together to form the Beaulieu International Group. Mm-hmm. One of the family members who remained separate was Mieke DeClark with her group of companies that included Beaulieu of America, Beaulieu Canada, and Beaulieu Australia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, most everybody knows the fate of Beaulieu of America, and she's gone on to run Canada and Australia. And there's no disclosure on the purchase price on this, is there?
No, the terms of the purchase price are not disclosed.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at the press release. It's kind of interesting to see. So Beaulieu International Group now, with the turnover of this acquisition, now represents a 2 billion euro of annual business, and $1 billion of that is in the flooring, and another $1 billion of that is in, I guess, what you'd call components, which would be what, polymer and fiber, right?
That's correct. There's over $1 billion in turnover in flooring solutions, which would be more wall-to-wall flooring products. But then within the polymer division, we'd also make polymers that would be sold or that would be turned into yarn or to ultimately into carpet. Mm-hmm. And then there's the engineered products, which would be, you know, more technical textiles.
Mm-hmm. And the company now has 5,000 people worldwide, right?
5,000 employees worldwide, yeah. Doing business in 16 different countries, uh-huh. And either 29 different manufacturing plants or sales offices around the world.
Mm-hmm. So then this company is based in Belgium, right?
It is based in Wilsbeck, Belgium.
All right. So what does this mean to the Bow Floor business, which you work for?
I think it's a great strategic opportunity for Bow Floor to take advantage of these partnerships that Beaulieu Canada has in the North American market, mm-hmm. for we can look for expanded opportunities to sell our products. But also there's the opportunity to collaborate on product so that we can bring products from Beaulieu Canada into the U.S. market as well.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a brand that Beaulieu Canada has that's already been represented down here. What is that brand?
That's the Peerless brand.
That's right.
Sold into the hospitality market, but we do see that as an opportunity for us as we look to expand our hospitality market as well.
Okay. All right. Well, this is big news. I want to make sure our listeners knew about it. Again, we've been talking to Johnny Barnes, the general manager with Bow Floor, about Beaulieu International Group's acquisition of Beaulieu Canada and Beaulieu Australia. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.